Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the audio.
Missy A.
Lionel Messi.
There it is. Almost half and half. Lionel Messi.
Yesterday on the show, a guy shared with us that he cut his thumb in half. We started calling him Billy Two Thumbs, which is just an amazing...
Iconic
nickname. You're welcome for that.
I mean, he should really be Billy Three Thumbs because everyone has two thumbs.
We should have that
Dan,
one
out. You just took the air out of Bill.
Thanks for ruining it first.
That's what I do here.
So we decided to bring it back this morning, the nickname detective.
Listen here, see? Do you have a nickname?
Billy Three Thumbs.
Well, we are the nickname detectives.
Give us your name and the situation surrounding the creation of your nickname, and the nickname detectives, Carson and Kennedy, will guess your nickname.
It's stupid, see?
But that's what we do here on the show. Carson and Kennedy's Nickname Detective.
Again, 617-655-1234. We're going to start with Michaela in Boston. Do not tell us the nickname. Give us the story of how you got it.
Hello. I used to work in a brewery, and when we had to put in food orders, we had to initial our tabs, and my initials are like a swear word abbreviation, so all my coworkers used to call me
a swear
word.
MF-er. Yep, there it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
My ex-stepfather number four was Michael Friedberg. That was my mom's ex-husband, mm-hmm. and we called him MF-er.
My initials are DB. Yep. People have fun with that sometimes.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, my last name's Finn, so it'd just be...
They call me a bag of some sort occasionally.
Okay. Who are these people?
How rude.
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 My hopes.
All right, thank you, Michaela. Let's see. Tammy from Salem, New Hampshire, you there?
I am.
All right. Tell us again the story. Don't give us the nickname yet. We want to try and guess it.
All right. So it's actually from my sister, my twin sister. When she was younger in middle school, she had transition glasses, and she also had braces. And it has to do with her name starting with the letter T.
Her name was
Tara.
What was her name?
Her name was Tara.
Was it like Tin Tara or something? Tara Tinney? With braces.
And glasses.
Tara, two eyes? No, that was four eyes. Remember that nickname?
Yeah, people I'm stuck had? On Tin Face Tara.
Tin Face Tara? that's not bad. Tin Foil Tara? I'm stuck on that, too.
Give us one more hint.
Her glasses are transition, so they were tinted.
Tinted Tara.
What?
Tinted Tara.
Two tint Tara.
But she also had she also had braces.
That's where the tin is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We're
what
going
is
down
it?
The wrong road.
Meta mouth weird glasses tarot.
Boom, roasted.
Wow, smooth.
Nailed it.
What was it?
Tinted Tara, tinsel teeth.
Tinsel teeth.
We were on the right path.
Tinsel. How could we forget about tinsel teeth?
I could have sat here for 100 years and I thought of tinsel teeth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
we appreciate
a good one.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to carry that one around.
Kids are mean.
Crystal from Roslindale, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Again, don't give us the nickname. We want to try and guess it for Nickname Detective. Give us the story.
So a bunch of girlfriends and I in college went on a road trip to UMass for the night to visit some friends. And this nickname came the next morning. We were all in the car. There were five of us in the car driving back from UMass to New Hampshire. And the music was just a little too loud for me after a night of partying. And my friend Ashley turned over and looked at me and made this nickname. And it has stuck for 20 years.
Grandma.
The librarian, because you needed it quiet.
Hey!
Oh, my gosh. Does it have anything to do with your name, Crystal?
No, nothing.
I stand by Grandma.
Debbie Downer.
No.
Oh,
this is so hard.
This is so difficult.
Kennedy's close.
What was yours again, Kennedy?
Grandma.
Grandma. Old lady. Old lady Crystal.
Old lady named
Mom.
Ethel.
Mom.
There.
Mabel.
Mom. They call you Mom. Okay, Mom.
No.
What is it?
Nope. They, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah. Yes.
They call me Nana.
Oh, Nana. You were right there.
Nana.
I'm taking that one as a win.
Yep, Nana. And it has stuck 20-something years later.
Aww.
Did you start doing Nana activities once they started calling you
crochet?
Nana?
I tried not to, but I did use a cane in college at one point, too. So
giving out Werther's in class.
Yeah. She got hard candies in her pocket.
They're wrapped up in a tissue. And it sticks a little bit, but it's fine.
All right, last one. Terry from Fall River, you there?
I'm there.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, don't tell us your nickname. What's the story behind it?
So when I was pregnant 22 years ago with my son, I was carrying a very large baby boy, and I was got the nickname after a preschool toy.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
You got it.
Oh, let's go.
One hitter quitter right there. End the break. We're never going to top that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.